Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Sorry, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a air conditioning issue in the studio. No air. So show might be curtailed a little bit. I grew up in Phoenix, so I can handle 100, 110, 120 degree heat. But studio does get kind of warm. So we're going to go as far as we could go. But it's 4th of July weekend, and 4th of July weekend is not going to be without its drama. Got at least 50 million people hitting the roads. We have tons of flight cancellations. I think we have a pilot picket. We have supposedly a gas boycott that's supposed to be going on the 3rd through the 5th that many people are starting to kind of gas up for, so I don't know if it's going to actually make the dent that people want it to. But my worry as a doctor are the fireworks injuries. And this is, again, one of the most caustic, injurious weekends of the year because people do stupid with their fireworks. So I just want to give you guys some quick fireworks safety and also some interesting history of fireworks. So fireworks originated, we believe, in 200 BC in China. According to History.com, they would roast bamboo, which explodes with a bang when heated because it has these hollow air pockets. They used to do that to ward off evil spirits. At some point between 600 and 900 AD, Chinese alchemists, perhaps hoping to discover an elixir for immortality, mixed together some sulfur, potassium nitrate, which was, you know, a kitchen seasoning, charcoal, sulfur, other ingredients, and they were able to make an early form of gunpowder. They found that when they stuffed this in the bamboo shoots and then threw them in the fire, you would see some crackles and things like that. And they think that's where the first firework came from. Now, people think that we do things that our predecessors didn't do, and we just decided to take it on, like Mother's Day, Father's Day, things like that. Well, apparently fireworks were celebrated early on. On July 3rd, 1776, John Adams penned a letter to his wife suggesting that fireworks or illuminations be used to celebrate the upcoming Independence Day, which was the next day, and that's when the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence. There's a funny meme showing, was it Thomas Jefferson, going, oh, it's due tomorrow, July 3rd, 1776. But obviously they had it written and ready to go, but it was signed by the Continental Congress. It was adopted on July 4th, making July 4th our Independence Day. Then, the following year, fireworks were used in Philadelphia. So fireworks for Independence Day was used in 1777, along with a parade. So are fireworks legal, illegal? Well, right now, Massachusetts, I think, is the only state in the union where they ban any individual from owning a firework or setting it off. In other states, the laws vary. So you could have poppers, smokers, handheld sparklers, wheel, ground spinners, those approved by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Illegal fireworks that you can't have in most states are rockets, Roman candles, wire, wooden sparklers, projectile fireworks, those using arsenic, phosphorus, thiocyanate, and gunpowder. So I have this written down. If you guys, you know, have a bunch of stuff that you guys are ready to crack out this weekend, you might want to read and double-check, you know, with your state what the current laws are. So here, this is where I step in. What's going on with the injuries? Well, sadly, injuries can be pretty, pretty bad. And according to the National Fire Protection Association, when they looked at data from 2018, 19,500 fires were started from fireworks alone. 1,900 structures, 500 vehicle fires, 17,000 outside fires. And these fires caused 5 deaths, 46 civilian injuries, and $105 million in direct property damage. Back in 2018, U.S. hospital rooms treated an estimated of 9,100 people for fireworks-related injuries. Half of these injuries were to the extremities, 34% were to the eye and other parts of the head. Kids under 15 accounted for more than one-third of these injuries. When I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, there was somebody who was getting ready for the festivities. He was one of the workers, and he kicked a little bit of loose gunpowder that was on the sidewalk, blew off his toes. So that was, don't mess with any aspect of these fireworks. Fireworks injuries have jumped 25% in the last 15, 16, 17 years. And sadly, burns are some of the biggest damage. So which fireworks are the most dangerous? Interestingly, the sparklers. Because the sparklers, the little kids are holding. And they're holding them close to their hand. They're holding them next to their face. So we see burns in the ER, eye injuries, facial injuries, hearing loss, lacerations, broken bones, sprains, car accidents. My brother's, I think, step-nephew, popper jumped back into his eye during 4th of July and blinded his cornea when he was a kid years ago. So he's blind in one eye. Realize the temperature of fireworks get up to 2,000 degrees. Burns are the majority of the injuries, but sadly there could be tragic ones. So number one is don't buy and purchase illegal fireworks, okay? Number two is don't let the kids touch the fireworks. Don't let the drunk adults touch the fireworks, okay? You know, I mean, I know some kids are like, Dad, you've been drinking. Anybody drinking or underage shouldn't be touching them. Use neighborhood areas that are not in the flow of traffic so people aren't getting hit by a car. Have plenty of buckets of water, fire extinguishers ready. Make sure all bystanders back up when you do the little neighborhood ones. Keep in mind there could be ricochets, so you're never back far enough. You don't have to be right there by the fire and chase it down. Never relight a firework to double do. Dispose of them in a bucket full of water completely doused. Don't stick a firework in your pocket. Don't shoot fireworks out of metal or glass casings because they explode and the shards hurt you. And, you know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a fantastic, fantastic light show and fireworks show. So if I were you, I would go and just watch the fireworks. And those are the cool ones. This way you aren't watching the little ones that are kind of dingy and getting people hurt. All right, happy 4th of July weekend. 1-877-DELK-DOLLY, big show ahead. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I'm an 80s girl in an 80s world, and I love Def Leppard, Joan Jett, Poison. So there is a huge concert going on right now. Motley Crue. And so Bret Michaels, who is the frontman of Poison, was supposed to perform last night in Nashville with Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Joan Jett. Sadly, he had to be taken to the hospital. And we didn't get a lot of information on what happened. Apparently, the rest of the Poison band had to come out and say, look, guys, I'm sorry, but you're not going to see us tonight. You'll see the rest of everybody, but Bret had to be taken to the hospital. And the fans were really disappointed because, you know, yeah, this was a great, I love these tours where they bring all these bands, because then you're not sitting there for 3 hours listening to the bad music. You're listening to the best music of each of the band. It's fantastic. But according to TMZ, they believe what happened to Bret Michaels is he had a, quote, bad reaction to medication that is related to COVID. Medication that triggered a reaction as a result of his diabetes. So you can believe I got calls and questions going, so what the hell was it? Was it Paxlovid? Was it his diabetes medication? Was it a reaction to the vaccine? We don't know. It's very vague. And TMZ, thankfully, for reporting it, but nobody has been able to give us any more information. So we could surmise, though, a couple things, okay? The way they worded it is it was a medication reaction that was, you know, related to COVID and triggered by his diabetes. So I take that as a doctor as a few different ways, okay? One is, some people, when they're diagnosed with COVID, they get thrown on steroids. Well, Bret Michaels has type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is a very, very severe form of diabetes where you don't make enough insulin. And steroids can very easily mess with your blood sugar numbers. So on the outset, if he was given steroids for a COVID infection previously, that could really mess with his blood sugar. His blood sugar could have gone through the roof, and then he had to be hospitalized. So it could have been that. The other concern is, was it the Paxlovid? Was he on molnupiravir or Paxlovid? Well, molnupiravir, FDA's fact sheet, and that's the Merck drug, that's the nucleoside analog, they say, well, there's no drug interactions, it's all good. Paxlovid, which is a protease inhibitor, whole slew of drug interactions. So then you wonder, did somebody not realize when they gave him the Paxlovid that you need to thoroughly vet what his other medications could be? So I'll read you guys a list of medications, but in summary, if you take Flomax, if you take a statin, if you take certain antidepressants, if you take Viagra, you can't be on Paxlovid. In fact, there's a whole bunch of steroids you cannot be on if you're going to get Paxlovid. Now, the average person with COVID gets somebody to write them a steroid. I mean, I with telemedicine, people are like, well, just give me a steroid. And we're not supposed to. Our guidelines are, we're not supposed to give a steroid for COVID unless they've been examined and they feel that's what they need for the cytokine storm or whatever. So if everybody's getting Medrol dose packs, which they commonly get for COVID, you can't take Paxlovid. In fact, the FDA says maybe you should be on prednisone instead. It might be safer. So let me just kind of review this. So, and I'm not saying Bret Michaels was on Paxlovid, but if they're saying he reacted to a COVID medication that was triggered by his diabetes, the other possibility is he got a COVID booster and his diabetes, if it's autoimmune, caused him to have an autoimmune reaction. That is a possibility. But I'm thinking he might have had recent COVID like everybody else, was given steroids or something, was given Paxlovid, and then he had some sort of a reaction. And that's why the FDA sheet is very, very descriptive. So just to review, and there's a lot, all right? For those of you guys taking Flomax for your prostate or for kidney stones, it could cause your blood pressure to drop. If you're taking, actually they say just avoid it altogether. If you're taking, there's like, let me see, let me look for some certain anti-angina medications or anti-arrhythmics. So if you're taking amiodarone, if you're taking quinidine, if you're taking flecainide, you can't use that because there's going to be possibly cardiac arrhythmias. Lidocaine, if you're on systemic lidocaine, can't be on that. Anti-cancer drugs. There's a whole slew of anti-cancer drugs you cannot take with the medication. If you are on Coumadin, which is an anticoagulant, we got to watch your INR closely because there could be a mix, as well as with other anticoagulants. If you're on anticonvulsants, anti-seizure medications, if you are on Wellbutrin or Trazodone, for depression. That could interact with the Paxlovid, and they say there's adverse reactions of nausea, dizziness, hypotension, syncope. They want you to lower the trazodone dose if you're going to be on Paxlovid. If you're on antifungals, ketoconazole is a very common one. That could be an issue. If you're on colchicine for gout, if you're on HIV medications, if you are on a clarithromycin or erythromycin, those are very common antibiotics. If you are on those, they could possibly interact. Now, that doesn't include the Z-Pak. Zithromycin is in that family. And it might be metabolized a different path, but still, be careful because it's the same family. The antipsychotics. If you're on clozapine, you should not at all take it with Paxlovid. If you are on certain medications for your prostate, if you're on Norvasc, amlodipine, or nifedipine for your blood pressure, you might not be able to take Paxlovid. If you're on Digoxin, these are very commonly used medications. If you are on, as I said, certain blood thinners, so now here's the steroids. They don't want you, taking Decadron, Medrol dose pack. They say co-administration with corticosteroids could cause significantly increased strong CYP3A inhibitors, which is the way the medication gets metabolized. So for those of you getting Medrol dose packs for your COVID, you should not be taking Paxlovid. They say it could cause Cushing's syndrome or adrenal crises. It could cause adrenal suppression. So they said maybe prednisone is a little safer based on the CYP3A4 pathway of the medications getting metabolized. So I don't think a lot of doctors even know this. Doctors give a Medrol dose pack for sore throat. They're giving a Medrol dose pack like it's candy. That's like the new Z-Pak. Not supposed to take that with Paxlovid. Maybe that's what happened to Brett Michaels. I don't know. The medication list, there's certain migraine medications, hepatitis C medication. For you guys on St. John's wort, I can't mix it. Lovastatin, simvastatin, atorvastatin, rosuvastatin. They say there's contraindication of using lovastatin and simvastatin, which is your Zocor, and Levacor, I think, or Mevacar, I have to double check. But with your atorvastatin and rosuvastatin, which is your Lipitor and your Crestor, they think maybe you need to just stop it temporarily while you're on the medication. Talk to your doctor first, okay? Because, you know, you stop a statin, that can put you at higher risk for heart disease. This Paxlovid might be a fantastic medication for COVID, but it is a very high-maintenance drug, and this is not an easy drug to take. Cyclosporin, salmeterol, which many of you use for your asthma. Oxycodone, fentanyl, hydrocodone, shouldn't be mixing with Paxlovid. Your Viagra. Co-administration of Viagra or sildenafil with Paxlovid is contraindicated due to the potential of sildenafil-associated adverse events, hypotension, prolonged erection. Do not, first of all, you shouldn't be having sex while you have COVID. Can I just say that? And I get it. You know, you might be having sex with a COVID patient as well, but don't be taking Paxlovid while on Viagra. Your midazolam, trazolam, the sedative hypnotics, the list goes on. So I don't want to scare you guys, but people are calling in to telemedicine saying, just give me the medicine. And there is a very thorough screening and vetting that needs to be done. I don't know what happened with Brett Michaels. I don't know if it's just he got steroids for COVID. I don't know if it's that he was given Paxlovid and interacted with one of his medications. Diabetics will oftentimes be on statins in certain cardiac medications. So I can't say if it's that, but really make sure you talk to a medical provider and pharmacist. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that, for the first time, recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeals court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." End quote. Two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist Brittany Griner arrived in a court near Moscow on Friday wearing a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt. Her trial starts today after Russian officials claimed she had cannabis oil in her luggage in February. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reiterated that Griner is wrongfully detained, but would not disclose what has been done to secure her release. USA Radio News. The question of vaccine safety reappears. According to data published by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, the number of Americans with disabilities suddenly increased last year from 30 million to 32.7 million people. An Israeli study this week showed some of the COVID vaccines lowered semen counts in men by roughly 15% a year after the injection. Let's get a Uvalde, Texas mass shooting update with Tim Berg.
A special city council meeting happened in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin says they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who's refusing to release information about the investigation.
She's the person that's holding all the keys to the kingdom. She's the one that's telling everybody they can't talk, but yet she'll go in the press and say, "I don't have an investigation going on."
Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who is also a city councilman, wasn't there.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when the vaccines were being rolled out in early 2021, many people had raised their hand and said, well, how will this affect fertility? And the average medical professional could only say, I don't know. What we were told was based on the way the vaccine is, where an mRNA vaccine, such as the Pfizer one, where it brings a piece of messenger mRNA to your cell reads it, follows the instructions to make extra spike proteins, then exhibits those spike proteins, so your immune system learns them, learns the spike proteins, which should look nothing like sperm, should look nothing like an egg, should just look like a COVID spike protein, induce the immune system to just be selectively targeting COVID based on the spike protein. Sounded very simple. So when people ask me, do I think it's going to affect fertility, I could say doubtful, but we haven't, you know, rolled out the vaccine yet, so we need to keep our minds open and see what happens. Okay? Then we started to hear multiple women concerned that something was happening. Their periods were getting skipped. Their periods were stopped. Postmenopausal women started bleeding. Wasn't a lot. Wasn't a huge population. But there were enough cases in Europe, enough cases in America, such that some funding went to five universities. I don't think it was much. I think it was just $5 million. But a little bit of funding went to five universities to study female fertility issues as it relates to the COVID vaccine. And I reviewed some of those results, and I'll re-review them. But we have a little bit of new data. Temporarily, there could be an effect on male semen and sperm motility. So according to this latest study, they say here that in a longitudinal multi-center study, we found a selective temporary decline of sperm concentration and total motile count 3 months post-vaccination, followed by recovery. They say, on the first look, the results may seem concerning. From a clinical perspective, they confirm previous reports regarding vaccines' overall safety and reliability despite minor short-term side effects. They say, since misinformation about health-related subjects represents a public health threat, our findings should support vaccination programs. So this study was published in Andrology, and I apologize, we don't have air conditioning, so this isn't a very easy studio to be in right now. Yeah, the air conditioning always flips and poops out every summer, and I live in Nevada, so it's ridiculous. Anyway, they had found, what they did is they looked at semen donors, okay? 37 semen donors from three sperm banks provided 216 samples. They were busy. That included included in a retrospective longitudinal multi-center cohort study. COVID vaccination included two doses. The vaccination completion was scheduled 7 days after the second dose. So when they tested the sperm, the semen, they waited 7 days after the second dose. I would have probably done 2 weeks because it takes 2 weeks for but that's what they did. The study included four phases: a pre-vaccination baseline control, which encompassed 1 to 2 initial samples, short, intermediate, and long-term evaluation. Then 1 to 3 samples per donor provided 15 to 45 days after vaccination, 75 to 125 days, and then over 145 days after vaccination completion. The primary endpoints were semen parameters. Three statistical analyses were conducted. They looked at samples, and basically they found, after repetitive measurements, 15.4% sperm concentration decrease, leading to a total motile count of 22.1% reduction compared to the non-vaccinated. Similarly, analysis of first semen sample only and samples mean per donor resulted in concentration and total motile counts reductions. I believe a decline of 12 million and 31.2 million motile spermatozoa. And then a decline of about 27.3 million, you know, sperm. So they feel their study demonstrates a selective temporary sperm concentration and total motile count deterioration 3 months after vaccination. But they said the men recovered. So what does that mean? Well, we're getting a lot of shots. The concern I have with this is, again, if they say it's temporary, it's temporary. You know, women still appear to be able to get pregnant after the COVID vaccine, even though there's been some changes with their periods. So they've still been able to become pregnant. So I don't feel, per se, right now, the data is at all pointing to long-term fertility. The problem is if there is a short-term fertility drop, And we're being told we need boosters every 5 months. You're going to have a lot of young dudes saying, no, I'm going to wait a little bit because I want to have a baby. So they, you know, we need to determine, was this because it was the initial vaccine that kind of shocked the system? And so men's testicles were like, what the hell is this? You know how guys are, you know, anything new. Like, what? Wait, what? What? Let me check. Well, what's going on? What? You know, we women like, let me explain to you what's going on here. That's why men mansplain. We women have women-splained so long, like, you know what, I'm going to mansplain you, see how you like it. So my guess is the testicles are like, what the hell is this? And so they might have just been like, you know what, let's just freeze. Let's just take a break. Let's just, you know, watch the game. Let it pass, whatever happens. So I, you know, if it, so it might just be an issue where it's just a, okay, it was just the first two series. But if they find that every booster possibly can lower sperm count and motility and viable sperm every, you know, for 3 months, then we could have a cumulative effect. Or you almost wonder if there is an assault on the testicles. And, you know, we women know about assaulting testicles. So this is a very valuable piece of information. It shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't fuel anti-vaccine rhetoric, things like that, but it definitely proves that you can't be mandating the sucker. Because if you have men that do not want their sperm count altered, albeit temporarily, they have a right. So with females who are menstruating, actually even non-menstruating, there were multiple issues that were reported when it came to females and the COVID vaccine, which a lot of them were proven to be, again, temporary. Many of the respondents in this one study said they reported menstrual effects 14 or more days after receiving their vaccines. They had heavier bleeding. Some of the non-menstruating premenopausal women using long-active birth control like a Nexplanon or an IUD experienced breakthrough bleeding. People on gender-affirming hormones experienced breakthrough bleeding. Postmenopausal women who were not on any hormones reported breakthrough bleeding post-vaccine. Now, that bothered a lot of older women because if you're postmenopausal and you start to bleed, we need to rule out endometrial cancer. And so gynecologists were like, okay, we got to check this out here. And how do we know it's the vaccine? And how do we know it's not endometrial cancer? So women had to go in and get ultrasounded, which is not fun. I don't know if you guys have seen the wand. It's not fun. So you're lying there. You're like, you know, hi, how's it going? And you have to go through a vaccine, which for me was painful because I had a very tender, you know, piece of bowel that stuck to my ovary that was scarred from my previous tumor. And I hated getting ultrasounds done. So for those people that started that breakthrough bleeding after getting their vaccine, they had to go through an evaluation to see that, to make sure they didn't have endometrial cancer. So it was not a fun side effect. Heavier flow, menstrual cycle, they found in one study extended a day and a half. So again, they said that many of these were supposed to be mild and temporary, but we have to appreciate any data we're getting and also appreciate and honor, you know, these individuals who say when it comes to the vaccine, my body, my choice, as, you know, they might not want their fertility affected even temporarily. 1-877-DOCTOR.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember a couple years ago, there were those, like, you know, killer hornets, those Japanese hornets, although I think they wanted to change the name because they didn't want to, you know, put a country with it. And, you know, then we had, like, the horny grasshoppers. Well, apparently we have these charging bison. And a third person has been gored by a bison in Yellowstone in just 4 weeks. This is being reported by Daily Mail. This is now the third time this has happened. And the victim is a 71-year-old woman from Westchester, Pennsylvania. She was attacked when she accidentally approached the animal while she and her daughter returned to their car. The woman, thank God, suffered non-life-threatening injuries, according to the National Park Service, and was transported to a hospital in Cody, Wyoming. But we've had two other people gored. The woman and her daughter inadvertently approached the bison as they were returning to the vehicle at the trailhead, causing the bull bison to charge. This is according to the National Park Service. The incident occurred near Storm Point on the Yellowstone Lake in the Wyoming portion of the park. Mike Poland, geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey, told Daily Mail his take, saying the answer is pretty simple and has been emphasized by Yellowstone National Park repeatedly, people getting too close to bison. Yellowstone National Park requires people to stay at least 25 yards away from most wildlife and about four times that distance from wolves and bears. But people violate this rule frequently, as the recent videos have shown. Every year, there are people gored by bison in Yellowstone. This year's no different. It has nothing to do with the floods, he says, of a few weeks ago, and mating season is in the fall. So I think people are trying to get selfies. I don't know. I don't know what it is. So the incident comes just days after a 34-year-old man was gored while walking on a path near a bison. He was trying to pull a young boy out of the path of the charging buffalo and then was run down instead. Now, he suffered injuries to his arm. The male was walking with his family on a boardwalk when a bull bison charged the group. Family members did not leave the area, and the bull bison continued to charge and gored the male. And in I don't know if they're thinking this is like Jurassic Park, where, oh, you know, they've been genetically altered, and they're behind a fence, and they're, you know, I don't know what people are thinking. But you are in a national park, and even though there's a trail, see, people think just because there's a trail, the whole area was pesticided and hunted out, and, you know, realize when you're going into a national park, the national park exists to save the wildlife and save the animals, as well as give you a chance to be out there. But, I mean, you can very easily find yourself face-to-face with bear, bison, wild, pig. Be careful, people. I mean, I love backpacking. I love hiking and camping. But, you know, just be prepared. So then in May, a bison gored and killed a 25-year-old woman in Yellowstone after she approached the animal. Despite explicit warnings in the area saying stay 25 yards away. So 25 yards away is a little bit longer than an end zone. It's where you do the, you know, after a kickoff, where it's a pretty big distance. Okay? It's a quarter of a football field. The bison was walking near a boardwalk at Black Sand Basin, just north of Old Faithful. The out-of-state visitor approached it like a dumb, sadly, she shouldn't have done that. She got within 10 feet, animal impaled her with his horn. Tossed her 10 feet into the air. She later died, according to park officials. Tourists were recently allowed to return to Yellowstone after the park was ravaged by record-breaking flooding that permanently diverted rivers, washed out roads and bridges, and left nearby towns submerged in torrents of flowing water. Park officials, they say, initially expected the park to remain closed for months, but they were able to open the park within 2 weeks of floodwaters receding. So, as floodwaters recede, keep in mind animals were displaced. So an animal might not be in the normal place they usually are. Their home got moved. And if they're looking for a new home, they might, you know, see you. And they might not like you. They might also be a little grumpy. So please be careful. And I get it. Everybody wants to, you know, be close to an animal and get a great picture. And I mean, but I think people don't think buffalo, you know, it's like, oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam. They probably think that it's just something where you could sit on your porch and watch the stars and hear the crickets and see the buffalo roam. No, these are animals that can impale you. It's sad, but we got to get the memo out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A 15-year-old girl has lost her leg after she was attacked by a shark. She was scalloping in 5 feet deep water in Florida, not even that deep. And she has lost her leg. Thank God she has lived. This happened near Grassy Island off Keaton Beach in Taylor County. Her injuries were so severe she had to be airlifted to a hospital in Tallahassee, which is 80 miles northwest of Keaton Beach. She had surgery and is expected to survive, but sadly lost a limb. and a big one at that. She was scalloping in waters that officials say were approximately 5 feet deep when she was bit by the shark. Unclear what type of shark it was. Sheriff's office said swimmers and scallopers are cautioned to be alert, vigilant, and practice shark safety. One second here. I want to make sure they're using that term because this is coming from Daily Mail. I want to make sure that that's not a... I thought scallopers are ones that kind of go and like are picking up little shells and things like that. But I want to make sure that doesn't mean a snorkeler because a lot of people snorkel. But I think it just, you know, she was just, you know, swimming and picking some stuff up. And, I mean, you could be snorkeling while doing that. Critical rules beachgoers need to follow include to never swim alone, not to enter the waters near fishermen, sandbars. So, yeah, so some quick review on sharks, which is, you know, sharks don't necessarily want to eat you. They like, what, seals and more meatier animals. We're too grisly. But if they're hungry and you have something shiny on you and they think you're a fish, you know, they and you're in their area or they feel threatened, they will go out after you. So you got to stay out of shark-infested waters. There are warnings. In fact, I think there's a big coastal warning. I have to double check what area of the country. Saying, look, there might be a lot of sharks. So, you know, heed the warnings. Avoid steep drop-offs, areas between sandbars, because sharks love to be between sandbars because that's where a lot of fish take cover. And then if there's sewage, when sewage or wastewater drops into an area, avoid that because sharks like, you know, the stuff that might be coming in there. If there's fishing activity, all right, you know, if fish are flocking to an area where you know, people are throwing bait, the sharks will too. So a lot of people are like, well, while we're fishing, I'll just swim around, stay in the boat. If you see seabirds swooping down to the water, there's a good chance that there's fishing activity or feeding going on. Also, know your shark. There's a lot of species out there. Any shark, I would say, still get away. Carry a weapon. Have a knife. When I scuba dive or snorkel, I'll have a knife. You could have a spear gun, a pole spear. Don't necessarily try to take it on, but God forbid you're in trouble. You know, you have something. Dress appropriately according to WikiHow. Nothing flashy. Your boyfriend's necklace. I have bright nails. These kinds of things can attract sharks. Cover your diving watch with the cuff of your wetsuit because the diving watch can also, you know, it's the flashlight. Like, just like with Jurassic Park. Remember with the Tyrannosaurus Rex? You know, the, like, light, you know, just stay still and, you know, but you got some flashing lights. It's going to come over to your car or come over to you where you're swimming. And then, you know, avoid splashing. When you splash and body surf, that attracts they think you're a fish or a seal in trouble and easy food. And then if you are, you're not going to outswim the shark. But if you do get attacked, you hit the eyes. Don't provoke it. Try to get back to shore. Don't panic. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.